Chapter 27. Seated at Sonnier's desk, Lieutenant Collet pressed the phone to his ear in disbelief.
Did I hear Fesch correctly? A bar of soap? But how could Langdon have known about the GPS dot?
Sophie Neveu, Fesch replied. She told him.
What? Why?
Damned good question, but I just heard a recording that confirms she tipped him off.
Collet was speechless.
What was Neveu thinking?
Fesch had proof that Sophie had interfered with a DCPJ sting operation? Sophie Neveu was not only going to be fired, she was also going to jail.
But, Captain, then where is Langdon now?
Have any fire alarms gone off there?
No, sir.
And no one has come out under the Grand Gallery gate?
No, we've got a Louvre security officer on the gate, just as you requested.
Okay. Langdon must still be inside the Grand Gallery.
Inside? But what's he doing?
Is the Louvre security guard armed?
Yes, sir. He's a senior warden.
Send him in, Fesch commanded. I can't get my men back to the perimeter for a few minutes, and I don't want Langdon breaking for an exit.
Fesch paused.
And you'd better tell the guard Agent Neveu is probably in there with him.
Agent Neveu left, I thought.
Did you actually see her leave?
No, sir, but...
Well, nobody on the perimeter saw her leave either. They only saw her go in.
Collet was flabbergasted with Sophie Neveu's bravado.
She's still inside the building?
Handle it, Fesch ordered. I want Langdon and Neveu at gunpoint by the time I get back.
As the Trelor truck headed off on its way, Captain Fesch rounded up his men. Robert Langdon had proven an elusive quarry tonight, and with Agent Neveu now helping him, he might be far harder to corner than expected. Fesch decided not to take any chances. Hedging his bets, he ordered half of his men back to the Louvre perimeter. The other half he sent to guard the only location in Paris where Robert Langdon could find safe harbor.